Yerushalmi Kalayim Daf Pei Dalet, the last period, last daf in the Masechta. The last Mishnah continues with the Isser of what is considered Kalayim. We talk about the in the Begadim on Tumah as well. So I take it to Kifa Akas. The person goes ahead and stitches together two Begadim with one thread. One thread goes in and out in a Begad to tie together Begad Semer and Begad Pishtin. With one thread, and that's the only connection that you have. So the Mishnah says, "Ain't a keeper." It's not considered a keeper. It's not considered a keeper, neither for kalayim or neither for din tuma. Marifulda says, "Shetokav makat pam achad b'vad." You only put the thread in one. It's one simple thread that is connected to begadim. Ain't a keeper of the kalayim or tuma. It's not a connection, not to begadim lagabi kalayim. No, it's a kalayim and a tuma, which means in it be'echa mehem lotim b'chavero. What do you mean, Tumah? If Begad, the first Begad, becomes Tameh, we don't consider it as it's attached to another Begad, and the other Begad becomes Tameh as well. One thread alone is not enough to be considered a Nisr, a Chibur, to make it tixit as if it's attached together. That is the halacha of the Mishnah. One thread itself is insignificant. What about, Mishnah says, that the what about Eno Kibah is not considered a Kibah, but no din Kalai. No din Gabi Tumah and no din Gabi Kalai. Again, the Mishnah Ketiah, Shomta is Shabbos Potter. Someone who undoes it, takes off that one thread on Shabbos, you're Potter. It's no Yisr Shabbos, because in order, just like sewing is also on Shabbos, that's where you do two threads, two stitches, and undoing has to be also where you undo two stitches, so the two threads. So Mamela, therefore, would not be considered Shumta, if you do it on Shabbos, it would be your putter. It's not considered korei amanas lifter because there's only one stitch. Therefore, it's not a deraisa, it's a derabbanan on Isra Shabbos. What about asa shnei rashi b'tzadekot? If you brought together the two heads to the same side, it means you passed through the cloth twice. So you have the same thread, one thread, but it went through the garden of both sides. So now you pass through one time, and then the second one goes through the second time. So you're having it went to two sides of the same side. So both coming out on the same side, but it went through it twice. He made two holes. So Rav Fudda learns the case. You put in the thread one time, and then put the second time as well, but in the same way. And instead of going backward, back the other way, you went both the same way. And both are now, it's two holes that are both now on the bottom. You could tie it on the bottom, underneath it. So then you could tie the two ends of the thread underneath. Then the Mishnah says, in such a case, chibur. That's considered a chibur. Yesh b'mishim klayim. It's a chibur l'gabi tuma, and it's a chibur l'gabi klayim. That's considered already because you could tie it together, and it would hold. It would fasten. It could stay. It could remain. Since you could tie it, you can connect the two threads from underneath the baguette. And now it's like it could hold. It could consider a real connection. And mela, therefore, it'd be over nisr. You'd be over kalayim and the kibul tuma and a shomta. If you went ahead, you undid that thread on Shabbos. That look is here. You over deraisa. You chayev a deraisa. You daimer. Achitasha. He just says, no, I don't agree. The two is not enough. It has to be, but at least you had three. Three. If you did three, pass through three times, that's when it is. But went up and down three times, that is when we could say that's considered it. We don't pass out Yehuda, but that's the Mishnah Yehuda. Two is not enough, you have to have three times. And the Mishnah continues. Another halacha, Mer says, Hasak vakupa mitstarf in the climb. A sack and a box. Mistaif combined together for kalayim. Now, what does that mean? Combined together for kalayim. What does that mean? So, you put on, you have the complicated halacha, but their missions, they're different. Each first on the daf has a different opinion. But once we attach together a sack and a box together tying it together with the stitches in between, so to hold it together. That's one. So the Marifulta learns, if you have a woolen, a piece of wood, a wool attached to the sock, and a piece of pishtun attached to the box, to the kupa, and now you tie together the box, the kupa and the sack and the box were tied together, it's considered mitzuruf, it's considered like tukeyam mitzuruf, and we say that it's considered lechora, would be considered aser. The Mishnah's chiddush is that Mishnah's chiddush is going to tell you that it was star from the client. It would still be considered a star from the client. And the question is, when would it be considered a star from the client? So since they're two kalim, we don't look at the two separate kalim, but we say that they're considered tied together, even though it's not, you didn't tie the wool with the linen piece. You tied the box with the sack. The sack has one min, the pishtan, and the box has the tsamer. And you're not tying the two medium together, but you're tying the two kalim together. But since each of these kalim have a piece of the beged attached to it, a piece of that, that's considered in shotness, and it's usher to do. That is the way the Marav Fulda learns it. As I mentioned, Pilah the Pnei Moshe, the Resh Mesulu has a different way to learn the Metzias, but that's the that is the simple case of the Marav. It's a simple case, the way we'll explain it, at least we'll give one explanation to explain the way they learn this Mishnah. Now the Gemara explains. What we say halacha is that one stitch is not enough. So Rav Chanina Amachi, Ya'ich was called Sitra. What is the level of a stitch that has to be considered aser? It's not considered until the entire length of the thread is called Sitra, goes to the other side. Says the Gemara Fulda, Enu chibu l'klayim l'tuma achi yorek kol atzad shel habeged. If you don't put a needle through, a thread through, from one side of the beged and come out on the other side of the beged, no matter how thick the thing is, it will never stand. It will just go apart, it'll fall apart. So you have to be able to pull it through to the other side of the cloth. Otherwise, it's not going to the other side of the cloth. It's nothing, it's not a beged, it's nothing, it's not going to be any sufficient, not going to do anything. It's not going to be any, it's not going to have any connection, it's not klayim, it's not tumah, it's nothing. Such case is not, that's in order to be able to be considered a tefira, it has to be that it goes through the other side. So I'm Rav Yanai, I'm Rav Chanina, Rav Yanai, Rav Chanina, I don't understand, say, go outside and read what you said, read the psukim. Go out and tell psukim outside. In other words, he criticized them. What are you coming here and telling over halakas that he was a bucky in Chumash, he was a yukhnir kara, he's a person who taught Chumash. Tell him, go outside and teach Chumash, and that's what you do. But don't get involved in the look of the Mishnah. Don't try to explain the Mishnah. Very strong language. So my full boy, he called him, you're a Chumash teacher. You read Chumash. Go outside and read Chumash to the children, because that you don't belong over here to learn to tell us Pshat in the Mishnah. Why? We learn to the Mishnah. If you go ahead, you bring two threads into the same side, is considered a chibur. But now, you said it has to go where it comes down the other side, defends the other side of the thing, to be come back up. You're saying it has to go back three times, through each side, in order to be able to be considered. Rather, come and tell you, the halakha is, the longer you go ahead, for the threat to go through, this way and that way, it's sufficient to do it. You don't need to have... in other words, we're telling you that based upon the Mishnah, we learned in the Mishnah that it has to be brought up in a way to be considered attachment, has to be able to go in, that that has to be just to go through Shnei Rosh Hashanah Tzadechot is already considered Nisu Kalayim, because you could tie the things on the two on the same side. But according to you, Rokanina, you said that it has to go through, that the whole thing has to go through the Yisuk, has to go through the whole side, come back up. And we learned in the Mishnah, you have to have two. In the Mishnah later, so you even have to have three. So you don't have it. According to either way, you don't have anything. You see that you, according to you, the Mishnah, you're telling me that it's necessary for the thread to go back through both, in order to be three. You have to go through three times, through each side of the beggar. Because you kind of said, in order to be considered, Yakos Kol Sitra, it has to go through the whole side. Now what the Mishnah says, even if you tie two, go through once and come down, and tie it together, it should be enough. Or even if you say three, but according to you, would have to have more. So according to your Kanina, the Chayra, the Mishnah, is will be connected the way the Mishnah. It doesn't have to go through the whole time. You don't have to have it through the time. So the Chayra, he's asking the question, is that according to this, you would not need, Kanina would not fit into the Lashon of the Mishnah. You don't have to have a quantity of the Mishnah, quantity of the Mishnah learns says, even if you didn't do that, if you didn't pull through the other side, it would be each time it's still considered, only you have two or three in the Mishnah's cases, it should be considered good enough to be considered an Isser Kalayim. So, therefore, you don't have to have a little much. You don't have to enough to do this, you don't need more than that. And Rav Chanina, our Mishnah is connected, Rav Chanina's halacha. Mark continues. chutzei hishchilu lamachad, a thread that was once threaded through a needle, for the kashanin on the kan, even if the thread is now on both sides is knotted, that it can't be removed without tearing it, ain't no chibur. It's not considered a chibur. Because why? Because the halakha wouldn't be considered a chibur. Because if the thread that you use the thread to go through a needle, I feel kashmikan, even if the thread is not knotted on both sides, which means that you can't remove it without tearing it. So which means it's a real chibur, but it's only one thread and a chibur. It's not considered a chibur. Not considered a chibur, and not tameh, and not considered a chibur. Tiful a baget. If you sewed the thread into a baget, and you didn't remove the needle, then a chut chibur. Then it's considered chibur. If ain't a chibur, the makat. It's considered the thread is considered a chibur, but the makat is temporary. There, the needle's only there temporary. That's not considered attached to the needle, which so therefore it's not chibur to the needle. So in other words, we see that the what's the reason why not? Because the needle, you can't wear a beggar with a needle on it. So your needle is just a mistake. You left it there now. You forgot to take it out. You're going to take it out later. If you take it out later, it's not permanent. If it doesn't become tummy, that's to be where it is, but not part of the beggar. So the needle is tummy. If the beggar became tummy, the needle does not become tummy with it. And it's not there's no kalayim. It's not kalayim on that. But the thread itself does, it remains, it's permanent. It would become an iser chibur. It would be considered a thread. It would be considered a spachubur. And it would be considered a din of kalayim in such a case. Mara says, halacha is of Yonarev to Yossi Tavaya Imra. You said halacha would be that if you put it in Takatu, you put in a thread from both sides going in and it comes out, only one side, but both in the threads, ends of the threads are now coming out, both on the same side, where you can knot it together, it's considered a baguette, and considered a tumah, and it's also an iser to remove it on Shabbos. Yossi Tavaya Imra, both of them said, because Shuni Kalakan, we're talking about a case where the thread was tied at the end. If it's just loose threads, it makes sense. That's not enough because the loose threads alone, it can pull it right out. It's not going to do anything. It's not going to last. You'll come right out. But when you tie it together and not, so now it's going to be mechuper. It's going to be attached. That makes sense. That it should be considered this. Now the question is again, what does tied mean? A double knot, a single knot? How does that work? So first, look at Mefarshim. Mary Field explains this halacha. That because mikan mikan, amitza mishnah go on the mishnah. My bekoisha beitzti the chut mikanakan. You tie together the two ends of the thread on each side. The mafkeno miskaim is parik. Nothing you put. Nothing. Nothing's holding the threads in. So that at anything, any movement, the threads will just come out. That's not a chibur. Chibur is when you tie together the bottom knots. The two things into a knot. That's going to make a difference. The question is, what kind of knot does it require? So there's a real knot or not a real knot. That's a shayla. Does that have to be the miskaimis that'll stay 24 hours? Is that considered a kesher kayomo? Even without that, that's a machlokes in the poskim nahalokas here of what's considered a knot. Now the Gemara says, Molamid Rabbeinu Pelegayu. Gemara says, Chari, the Rabbeinu made a statement that disagreed with Rav Yonah and Rav Yossi said. Rav Yonah, Rav Yonah, Beshem Arav, Beshabbos, person on Shabbos, and beg it, Chai Beshem Teifer. The person went ahead and pulls the side of a garment on pulls the side of a garment together on Shabbos, you sew together. Now, if you sew, now, according to Sita Lucky, is that this baguette means if you have a thread on a baguette that's not tied together, you have a loose thread on a baguette, and you pull the thread out on Shabbos. So, first of all, you're over, if you go ahead and you pull it, you're over a sewing. If you're over sewing, you're also over kosher. If you same thing, you be over. If you consider tofu, it will be considered as if you're tying it. And it's without a knot. So how could you, Yossi, say the case only where it's a knot? Otherwise, it's not a chibur. If we see it in Nisra Shabbos, it's just pulling it out alone should be considered chayiv. Says the Mafulda, that if a person goes ahead and you remove it, it would be considered, Rabbanan say it's usur. Remember, it's arguing with a look of the case would be that if you argue, the Rabbanan say, if you go, you pull it out, you're chayiv. So therefore, the Yechayev, the courage should be as Kashin and Rosh Yabani. So the one says, no, we're talking about the cases where the Mishnah's cases where in order to be considered Chayev, the courage, the Rabbani disagree with that halacha. And that it's enough to make it considered if you just have one stitch alone without tying it together, it should be considered enough of the list. So the courage, we have this machlekes that the Gemara brings down. We don't bring a raya to one with either one. But the Chari, the Rabbanan argue in this halakha whether you need to have, it's considered a mekusha or not. And the Mishnah continues, the way the Mishnah says, if you need two or you need three to pass in order to be considered tofer. Simon Taimon Rav Yosef, what's the reason of Rav Yosef? It's only by third time you pass the thread, then it's miskaimus. Then it remains, it's permanent. Person does a pass the thing without two, it's not, it'll come apart, it won't hold. But three, they shlish, miskaimus, says the Marafulda, miskaimus, kalat, firos, talavakikos, megavakos. If you have two, so one will, both will become untied. But if you have three, the three itself is tight enough, is three enough is enough, that it won't become untied. All three will remain. That's the reason why Rabbi Yehuda says, well, you have to go in Machla social three times to be considered miskayamis, to be considered a thread in the baguette. Mara says, when we say that Yehuda holds, does he hold like Rabbi Elazar? Which Elazar are we talking about? Which Elazar are we talking about? Mara says, we have a halacha like Rabbi Elazar. Tanina Tamina, we don't have Elazar, I mean, Elazar says, Oireik, Shoshakut and Matila. Person who weaves together three threads at the beginning, and he adds one thread to the fabric after it's already sewn, so you wove three single threads into a baguette and you added on one thread, so look at Yechayev, because you have three, now it's considered a real kiyum, Yechayev. So the Gemara says, that this Lekaira is Rabbi Elazar's halacha. Are we saying that we agree to Rabbi Elazar? In other words, do we say Rabbi Elazar holds like, you just said halacha, Kiddush Rabbi Yehuda? But the Chayr, it's a Mishnah, there is a hole like that. It says, clearly, three is considered a baguette, that makes a din, is a din of a kiyum. And again, so it's a chidush, you think, because we have a machlokas and a Mishnah. Rabbanan say two, Rabbanan says three, and we know we pass like the Rabbanan connected to Rabbi Lezer, and now you're telling me, Alaka, I'm Rav Simon, the reason Rav Yosef Ben Yehuda is telling you that three is Miskayamas. You need to have three. So the Chayr, Rav Yehuda is holding like Rabbi Lezer, which is strange, connected to Chachamim. It should not be. We don't do that. We don't pass like Rabbi Elazar normally. So Memela, as Rabbi Shmuel Shlulu says, we don't pass like Rabbi Elazar, but Tanya Shmuta, he's considered Rabbi Elazar Shmuta, he was put in Chayrim. So maybe we don't paskin like him. So then, Lechayra, how can we say it? Rabbi Elazar holds like Rabbi Elazar. So the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, so he explains, no, Tanya Elazar Tamar, he holds like Rabbi Elazar, but not for Elazar's reasoning. The Gemara said, why? Tanya Rabbi Elazar Tamar. The Rilazar, we said before, Ayyide Shish Malachim Skayamis. We explained before the Allah is according to Rabbi Elazar, three makes the Malachim Skayamis. Less than two is nothing. But Ham Halka Pokes Mikan Tisterho. He was saying less than three is only a loose connection, and therefore it's not a din of a client. In other words, it's not that two is nothing. According to Rabbi Elazar, if it's not Miskayamis, it's nothing. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a question, it's not Miskayamis. He's saying that it's considered a loose thing, it doesn't have any din client. Klein means you put together two begadim. That's not called putting together two begadim. So Mamela, therefore, you need to do again three things old. You have to have a tight connections by three to make it a tight connection. Rav Yosi is saying even more than that. The two three is not less than three is nothing. It's a din. It's a din of it doesn't have any halachas. It doesn't have anything. It's not considered. It's not an issur of anything. So Mamela, we tell halacha would be you're coming out telling you an interesting halacha. That even though both saying the same halakha, but the difference of opinion is, do we say that it's malakha miskayamis, otherwise it's nothing, or do we say it's not obvious to kalayim? It could be that it's malakha l'gabe Shabbos, but you don't have, it's not l'gabe kalayim, it's not an issue of kalayim, because you have to have hold it together to begin, it has to be woven together. The Torah says you have to have the shatnes, it has to be put together. And if it's not put together, it's going to fall apart, it's not considered an issue. So it's not the same, yes, the halakha is the same, but the difference is the same. It's not a din of beged, it's a din of lakos miskayamis, and that's what the difference between the lesser and the chachamim. Mishnah says, the end of the Mishnah, of simon b'shem b'shem levi lo shana lo sak. The total halakha is that if you put together a sock with some wool on it, with a bat, or the box, with some pishtan yuchayev. It's lo shana lo sak, we only forgot about a sock, a salo, but a regular basket, not a bat, a sack, but not a basket. What's the difference between a sack? Because, why? Because a sack, with a box, usually you put together. You put together usually a sack and a box are usually put together. They usually come together. A basket usually is something a person uses for light things. You don't usually connect these two things together. Therefore, it's not, wouldn't be considered attached. It's not the normal thing to attach a baguette like that. If it wouldn't attach. It says the Marafula to explain that a sack, yes, avol salo, aim the starfin, the sphere layer of Yeshua, but lady, the beinon, she is guided, is gaim afler abonon. The Derek Sal, the Spark, Yosef Misakwa Kupa. You don't tie together a basket with anything else, because a basket is very weak, very soft, and it falls apart. A sack is stronger, and a box, of course, is stronger. So those things together usually tie together. But a basket is weak, is thin, and therefore you wouldn't even starve it together with a kupa, because it's not going to be able to hold it. And therefore, it does no purpose to it. Therefore, you don't connect it together. So the Mishnah's case of together would be considered klayim. It's only two begadim that belong together, two kim belong together, a sock and a box. A kupa by itself doesn't go. Eshkem lenda bris like this. A kol sock by sock, a kupa sock and a klayim. All of them. So you see, all of them do. It says oilim ein behem mishum klayim, but tents are not subject to klayim. You know, even though we see the Brice Hataka says sals included. But included together in din klayim, but oilim ein behem mishum klayim. But tents are not a din of klayim; don't have a din of klayim. In other words, it's two separate halakas. He was saying, we thought to say that sal is not included. Yishol Levi said that his basket is not included; it's not normally put together. We find in a brisa that it is included. That sal is included together with the other sak and a kupa together. They do belong together, and therefore would be considered din klayim if they're sewed together. If you put together a basket with a kupa or with a sak, would be considered together. It would be considered together, but a tent, Mishnah ends off, but oyalim, but a tent would not be included. A tent is not a din klayim, which means if you go ahead and you put together a tent made of a tzemer or pishtim, you're allowed to sit in it. You're getting benefit from it. It covers you, it protects you from the elements. You're being netted from it. But that's not called a lecha. It's not called that it's on you. It's over your head. It's hovering over you. That's okay, even though you're protecting you from the elements, but that's not called that's not called a din kalayim. That's not called that you're benefiting from it. And oil has no din kalayim. And sanctum bar fulda. Yosim shma'agukon le'keder or melchama le'yala alecha b'levisha. It's not considered going on you like a levisha. And if it's not like a levisha, it's not kein levisha. And therefore, it is no din of a kalayim. Okay, even if it's made together with wool and with the minim of wool and linen, make together as if it would be normal things that make a din, an issur of shatness. Mara says, if you give me a boy, even had a shiloh, who but no? Father and a son, now you start for the client. What's the local agabe? Do they combine for kalayim? What does that mean, the combine? How did you explain this? What's the case? Mara says, hey, what's the case we're talking about? Who lovish? Ma'on da amr. Father's wearing a wool baget. Obari lavish ma'on da kristen. Son is wearing a linen baget. Nisa piskid yama. And he took a strap of wool, ugly out terrain, and he wound it around both of them. So he kept putting his son on his shoulder. He's carrying his son around his back. And Tunek, he takes a wool that he's wearing, has an extra piece of wool on it, takes the wool and holds it around his son to tie him together to him. So now he's tied together, him, the baguette of wool with the baguette of linen is tied together. So Mamela, is that considered an Isra Kalayim? That was the shot that he had. Is that considered an Isser Kalayim? That was the Shaila that Rabbi Yirmiyo wanted to know, who beno, would this be considered an Isser Kalayim? So the Kiddush is talking about two separate people, not star people, but a father and son. Normally, a father carries a little son, so it's part of the woman and the woman belongs together. They usually walk together. Maybe that would be something that would have halacha. In other words, the two son people that tie together, that's nothing. That's not a skymus. That's nothing. But the father and son, which normally, usually they come together, they tie together, usually go together. The father usually carries his little son, a mela. Therefore, it would be something that's a derech, and maybe that would be an issur kalayim. If you tied it together, it would be considered an issur kalayim. So, the Gemara of Yosi, Ahon, Boy Noshev. Gemara says, is this the same of, Gemara says, Ahon Noshev, is the same of biting? Well, strange answer. What is the Gemara saying? What's the answer? Gemara says that when you talk about something, since we tie the father and son, but the begotten are not tied together, you can't call that attached. You can't call that kalayim. In other words, Gemara is giving you an example. I mean, it's such a strange lashon that Gemara is using, but Gemara is saying that the father was, when we say this halacha of being tied together, han bu noshach, Gemara says, nigum noshach bitmia, is this considered that together, they're sewed together? For example, we find by Gemara says, karmen amatna noshach bitmia, by two different doughs. But it is halachas of chala, you put together two doughs, they're connected together. That's called belonging as one. But over here, that's the father and son aren't tied together. The father just has something holding it. The father at the kitchen got lost. The kitchen didn't fall off. But it's not that the begadim are tied together. It's not a noshik. It's not the same din over there where the dough connects together as one. In other words, it could be anything. It's not tied together. We say noshech tied together, biting, and so on. That's called when you have different doughs that come together. So we consider it as one dough. So it become a tame each other. It becomes one part of the dough. One dough, but when it comes to tying together, we can't call that tied together because it's stitched together, put a belt around him. That's not shayla vate, that considered mut, that's not kalayim. Hagiboy, who atzma, what are himself may stop a kalayim? About himself, what's the halacha, whether he's allowed to go ahead and make an issue of kalayim himself? What's the halacha, what's the case? Lovish dadisan, the ama, bechad, reglayu, he's wearing a wool sock on one foot, with a sinna, bechad, kvisam, kalayu, and then a sock on the other foot. So he himself is shtiklaim. Even though they're not together, they're not wearing it together, they're considered two stockings that's connected by his body, because it's one guf. Would that be considered a din of kalayim? Would that be a din of kalayim? Because even though he's attached, the feet are attached to him, to his guf. Would that be considered a din kalayim or not? Would that be a din kalayim? So the Gemara says, I'm Rav Yosi, my answer is, again, is this considered biting? Socks are not the galutistical. It's not surely it's pushing. It's not kalayim. Again, it's not noshek. It's just biting. Is this together putting together two different doughs that stick together? Again, it's the same halacha. Let's trick along. We don't have the same answer. It's pushing. It's not considered kalayim. Two different. Yes, you connect it to the same guv, but doesn't have to mention it because it's not the same. It's not. They're not together. The begadim are not together. Says the Marfula, I don't have to answer this question. It's so ridiculous. It's so simple. It's not considered anything until they're together. It's not considered as a kalayim. It has to be only when they're really together. But this is not considered an Isser Kalayim. It would not be anything. It would not be considered any Isser at all. Mar continues. Whatever person has another Shiloh, third Shiloh, when a person has wounds in his head, Rosh Bitzur, wounds in his head, for Yavi Sipgulane determined to the Amar Al Chaday, and he placed a wool rag on his head to stop the wounds, over the wounds, to stop the bleeding. The Sipgulane Marta Kisun Al Chaday, and he put another linen bandaid on another round of the wounds, a different one. He had two wounds on his head. One wound, he puts a bag of shotzemer, a bandaid of wool, and only he puts a rag made of linen. So what's the luck? Would that be considered an Isser Kalayim? Again, here the idea of the two band-aids, both on a single limb. In my case, the second case, which we said is not Kalayim, and Mar said not even worth answering, if you put one on each leg, so it's connected to the guf, but they're on different evarim. So Mele Dev, of course, not Kalayim, but here, they're both on his head, in the same aver, just next to each other, not tied together, but they're on one limb. Would that be considered? That's what my foot said, why this case is different. This case is different because it's one guf. With this shape of soy, malekot, you have wrote down one beggar. I wrote show. Why is that kibur? Mustarfin. So my answer is here also. My Yaisi, Mar says, how you noshuk? Is this also considered biting? Is again, is this to the other? The bandages are not attached. They're two different parts of the head. And the chayisrael and noshuk buvad. The only issue comes where it's biting together. Lashon biting again where it comes together. Says the Mar Fulda. They're not only around the head. They're not coming together. They're not attached to each other to make one din. Like if you had like a band-aid, you put one band-aid on a wound, you put the other band on top of that band-aid, and those band-aids mesh together, that could be din of kalayim. But you're putting them just because there are two different wounds on your head, it's not nothing. It's each makalayim. It's in lushuk luvad. It's not nushuk. It's not like where you're attaching itself together. It's not biting. Biting again, where they come together. Your teeth grab into something, they attach it. So the by challah, the doughs attached to each other. There's no Hebrew of it. It's not considered attached. They're separate bandits on separate wounds on the head, even on the same aver. That's not considered Isser Kalayim, and that would not be considered Usser. Hadron Allah, Perek Enu Usser, Usik Allah, Mesekes Kalayim. Those who've been here on this journey, Mesekes Kalayim, for the last 84 days, it's been an incredible ride. One of the most difficult Mesekes in Yerushalmi. Zishami Kalayim, new concepts, difficult concepts, and many different opinions throughout many of the Gemaras. And yet, Baruch Hashem, Tam Benishlam, Rizoka to finish. We should Be'er Hashem continue. And tomorrow we'll start Be'er Hashem Masechus Maestros. Mazel Tov to all.